As always, let me try that again.
The tongue is a foot. Ooh,
it's getting late.
Ew, it's a foot in my mouth. Well, I mean, Batman is the world's greatest detective, too. I mean, he was kind of Sherlock-ish at the time. A little bit of Sherlock and a little bit of the Shadow.
That is the height. That's the height of Batman is not the world's greatest detective. They call him the world's greatest detective.
Oh, my God. That sounds like a lovely rant that we can't hear.
We can't hear your rant, Monty.
The most he does is feed things into a computer.
He's the world's greatest detective programmer.
He's the world's best coder.
Batman is not the
He's
world's
not even
greatest
that
detective.
Anymore.
Oh, oh, no. You're getting too close to the truth. You're being silenced.
If Tony is listening on the live feed, he's beating his head against his desk.
Oh, I never turned on the live feed. Whoops.
Oh.
Well,
no.
He might still be beating his head against the desk.
That's right. I knew there was something I forgot. Well, that would have helped. A lot of people listen, but.
You're listening to the Giant Podcast.
The Giant.
I loved James Dean. He was awesome.
All Giants. Peas. Green.
Yeah. It actually represented windmills.
I liked them oil derricks in the background. You think that was symbolism?
I was thinking of recording. It's just a small thing. I was at my optician's office, or ophthalmologist? No, optician's office, and I was getting my eyes tested. This young woman, we were chatting, and I said something. I don't know. I was going to a chiropractor or whatever, and she said something about having a bad back. And I said, oh, is that from when you were a dancer? And she looks at me and said, how did you know I was a dancer? And I'm like, your carriage, of course. Only a dancer walks. And she's like, I was a professional international ballroom dancer.
There you go.
Wow.
Well, I was a child. I was like, oh, my goodness.
I was going to say, we make fun of Glenn for saying things like, you know, oh, I knew that guy's dentist when I was in college. The Sherlock Holmes equivalent of that is him suddenly saying, oh, I wrote a monograph about that.
Holmesing.
The 93 kinds of cigarette ash. Yes. I've written a monograph.
Well, I happen to have made a special study of that one topic.
Exactly.
When we were watching The Abominable Bride, I didn't say anything, but you know they do the setup of, you know, here's the impossible thing that happens.
Right. La 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 la.
And I'm not going to spoil it.
No,
but there's an impossible thing that happens, and I just went, oh, it's this and this, and you know, so they get to the point where Sherlock solves it, quote unquote. And that doesn't spoil anything. And I just went, yes, I knew it. Which, you know, but that's, again, that's from plotting. That's from sitting there, mm-hmm. like, trying to figure out plots myself. It's like, well, how would I do this? Well, that's how I would have done that element of that story. So I was like, mm-hmm. yeah. And I startled the 14-year-old. Yeah. I mean, and we never got to Basil Rathbone, really, except as a mouse.
Yeah.
That's funny.
You know, some of those are fun.
Yeah, it's funny. I didn't even think about the original books until you mentioned that, Shane. I was like, oh, yeah, then there's the books. Then there's the actual.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, one of the things that you could do a whole series on the pastiches, like Solar Pons and Sexton Blake and, you know, mm-hmm. all of these characters created who have the same kind of idiosyncratic. I mean, I Sexton Blake, there's something like 300 stories.
Wow.
You know, because their writer and he came. I think it was either during the hiatus or near the tail end of the hiatus where he started writing these stories like, oh, all right, if you're not going to write about your guy, I'm going to write about your guy with a different name. And then he just kept going. He didn't stop. And for a long time, they were more popular than the Holmes stories because people were still pissed at Doyle.
Oh, do they go back that far?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd never heard of those stories before until I read the thing about the Adam Adamant that they were going to adapt the Sexton stories.
Sherlock Holmes was effectively public domain immediately.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yes. And then Solar Pons, I mean, speaking of Cthulhu, you know, August Derleth, who did a whole bunch of Lovecraft stuff, he came up with Solar Pons, which is the same thing. Idiosyncratic, brilliant detective with strange name.
It's interesting to me that a lot of Sherlock Holmes knockoffs have strange names, or they try to make the jokes the names even sillier. Gahan Wilson, of all people, wrote a great mystery novel called Everybody's Favorite Duck that has a fake Fu Manchu and a fake Sherlock Holmes and a couple other fake. It's a great book. I really like it. And he has the name Hemlock Bones.
That's right.
But it's very hard to have a sillier name than Sherlock. So none of them work as parody for me.
And it's like
Sexton when, Blake, 4,000 stories by 200 authors.
Oh, God. It's even more than I thought.
Well, but not the original.
And they still, they kept going at least into the 70s.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
Like when I mentioned to my wife that we were doing this tonight, and she just started sending me more links to things which I didn't even get to. And she's like, you know about the original names in his prototype before he did Study in Scarlet.
No, I don't know about this.
He did an early story called A Tangled Skein, which I don't think ever got published at the time. And his detective was Sharonford Holmes, with his partner Dr. Ormond Sacker.
Oh my goodness.
And it's an awful name. But what's really nice is in Talons of Wang Chiang, there's a close up of a newspaper at one point where if you freeze frame it, you can see that the newspaper story mentions a Dr. Ormond Sacker. I was like, good for them. Oh my God.
That's great.
And I mentioned this story and she goes, how did you know that? I said, because everything comes back to Doctor Who. Come on.
Oh my
God. I mean that basically has a fake Fu Manchu and a fake everything. And I think
that's not everything coming back to Doctor Who. That's Doctor Who running out of ideas.
We'll have to do an episode that's detective movie parodies, probably, because there's so many of those too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, yeah.
Even the characters of Jago and Lightfoot from Talons went on to have their own Big Finish audio series as a Holmes and Watson. And some of them are pretty good.